Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Going for it.
And it's good. Isn't it grand? Isn't it great? Isn't it swell? Isn't it fun? Isn't it? Hey, welcome back to Fosse Verdon.
Welcome back to Fosse Verdon. We're doing it again.
We're doing it again, but here, it's Chicago. And Andrew, you've actually seen this one.
Oh my goodness, I know what Chicago is.
Yes, you have a vague knowledge of what this actually includes.
Absolutely.
So, how did you really like this episode?
I think it's a pretty good episode. It's just, man, they're going hard.
What do you mean?
I don't know how this show's gonna end, but I feel like by the end of it, you're gonna wish both of the characters were dead.
Well, I got some good news for you.
Ooh, do they both die?
I mean, yeah, as
Hot
everyone
damn.
Does, everyone in life eventually does. They die, yes.
Well, yeah, but do they die on the show? No spoilers.
We're just gonna have to wait and see. But tell us what happens in this episode, Andrew.
All right. They are doing Chicago. It's actually happening. They finally made it happen. Opening up in like 1 week. Gwen is all upset because she thinks that there's not a big enough ending number for her. So she's like, yeah, we gotta write a bigger ending number, but like, cause the show needs it.
I mean, the show did need it, though. Let's be fair.
Yeah, but then it was also more like, yeah, but I need it on the reel.
Eventually became a battle of whose show it was, because if it's Roxy gets the solo number, it's her show, but if it's a duet, it's Fosse's show.
Yeah, but I mean, it is Fosse's show. He's the director. She wanted it to be his show. She made him the director.
Because he was the only one that would hire her.
Yeah. And then she gets all upset when he's like, well, you're really not that great. Sorry.
Like the rehearsal scene where they're doing the puppet number and he has like this really intense choreography and then he's like, no, just sit there.
Yeah. You know, it's a little sad, but it's like, you know, if you can't do it, you can't do it, you know?
Andrew believes that theater is a meritocracy.
I believe that art in some form is a meritocracy, as much as that word is used in very bullshit fashion usually.
Yes, it is. I feel like trolling when I say it right now.
I feel as though art, if anything, is a meritocracy. Art is the one thing you could maybe argue. Though the existence of pop music and money in art, maybe not.
Money is the ultimate merit.
Yeah. Money is all the good noodle stars on my board.
How'd you like
really the whole episode is just about
how
Gwen just keeps getting... Wait, what happened? You just kind of lagged out for me. I missed what you said.
No, it doesn't matter. Just keep going.
I was going to say the whole episode is really just Gwen getting screwed over and over again and then reacting in very poor ways to it as well.
Right. And what about Fosse? I mean, he's not guiltless.
No, but I mean, you already accept that he's a terrible person at this point.
Just because we're used to him being terrible, we kind of are focused on Gwen.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, he's terrible, and he's going to probably continue to be terrible, and he does. So he's cheating on his new girlfriend now with random actresses, just like he always has, and giving very awkward monologues about how no one likes him. It's like a listening to him talk is like reading from like the incel board on Reddit or something. It's like,
but he is not an incel. He is like the opposite of an incel.
I know, it is bizarre. It's like, nobody likes me though, right? Right? Nobody likes me.
No, everybody loves you, Juice. Everyone loves you.
Nobody loves me though.
They all love me, but no one likes me.
Oh, it's really something. And then there's the whole plot about them having their kid, which I don't really understand how it quite fits in, really. But
I feel like it's a bit of story that we needed to elaborate on. Like, maybe it links back to Fozzie's, like, reason why he doesn't feel like a man and feels like he has to fuck everything that moves because he's infertile, perhaps? Or
maybe they're trying to make some sort of reference that maybe it isn't his kid.
I don't think so. I think there's enough genetic there to show that it's his kid.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It really feels like they're hinting that it might not be, but
they do bring up Verdon's son that we just dropped for a while.
Yeah. Does he ever show up again? Did he ever show up at all in the first place?
Nope.
I don't even remember him.
There's a baby. He was a baby.
Oh, yeah. No, he did show up the one time.
But yeah, only as a baby.
So then she also ruins her vocals by swallowing confetti from a confetti gun.
Yes.
Which I can't imagine.
That actually happened and damaged her vocal cords for, like, ever.
Yeah. No, those confetti cannons, you shouldn't face those towards, like, musicians or actors.
Or people. Or trees in California. Like, no matter what.
Really, anybody. There was a video of a band that I used to watch of a confetti cannon hitting the bassist right in the nads, and he actually got he was no longer able to play for, like, 2 months. They had to replace him on tour.
Why did his testicles radiate all his musical talent?
No, he couldn't walk.
Oh. My bad.
You don't want to get hit in the nuts.
Is his nads okay?
Yeah, I think he's fine now. But yeah, you don't want to get hit with one of those confetti guns. And the scene where she's trying to talk to Bob over the phone while her voice is fucked from the surgery. Oof, that's painful.
Yeah, and I think this is the time we bring up how really good Michelle Williams is as Verdon. She is, like, acting circles around Sam Rockwell, who is just not acting as Bob Fosse.
I mean, I don't really know how Bob Fosse really acts. I think he's doing an okay job, but
he's doing an okay job because I like Sam Rockwell and I like seeing more of him. But he's not putting on a performance.
No, it's a lot of makeup.
And a bald cap and, you know, put some rings around my head. So there's only one musical number really worth noticing here. And that is the We Both Reach for the Gun. And actually, Razzle Dazzle, where she, like,
yeah, there's Razzle Dazzle,
where she sings at Fosse.
Yeah, and the Razzle Dazzle is them getting going for an adoption.
Yes. It means two things, Andrew. It means two things. But with the context of Chicago, does that mean more to you?
I don't think I remember anything in Chicago in referencing how they're using this song.
I mean, let's talk about how the show uses the songs. Like, for Pippin and all that, you thought it really understood Pippin and used the songs there very well.
Yeah, because I feel like with Pippin, it was very much describing where Bob Fosse was at pretty well. Does Razzle Dazzle have anything to do with not
putting
being
on
able
a
to
show?
Have children? And
putting on a show for people and trying to frame it like you're normal?
That's about it, but honestly, I feel like they didn't need to put on that much of a show. Like, to get an adoption, you just have them come over your house, you're loaded, famous. I mean,
they
how much of a show do you really have to put on?
He wasn't quite famous, yes.
He wasn't quite famous, but she is. And how much of a show do they really have to put on? Like, hey, we have a lot of money and we're definitely able to take care of this kid. you know, like, that's not a hard sell.
It's so weird, Andrew. All right, imagine you and I are married, all right? I know it doesn't seem like that big of a stretch.
I'm imagining it. I'm imagining it.
Oh, God, the gun's coming out. He's putting it to his head. Andrew, don't!
No! I would only
just
marry
kidding.
You
I know that
Canada.
Triggers people. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should have given a trigger warning before I pulled it.
You find out I've been cheating on you, all right?
Okay.
How do you react when you come home to me?
All right. Well, I immediately start throwing all of the china in the house at you.
Babe. I know how to fix this. Let's have a baby.
Oh my God, you're so right. Wow, I've changed my mind.
And that's how it works, guys. That relationships are much easier than everyone's.
I mean, it was beyond that, though. It was like she's throwing all the glass in the house at him, and then he's just like, we should get married. I love you more than anything else in the whole world. Let's get married.
But I need to fuck other people.
And have a baby.
It's ridiculous. Like, I don't understand Hollywood relationships to begin with. Like, you know Scarlett Johansson, right?
I know of her, yeah.
Yeah, you know who she is and that she exists.
She's in Jojo Rabbit. Yeah. That's her famous movie.
She recently said, monogamy is not realistic for anyone, and I'm sick of pretending that it is. And she's been married like 5 times.
You know, I don't know about realistic for anyone, though I will say I don't think polyamory should be as looked down upon in society as it really is. And
but it
I
should
don't
be an agreement between both
right
parties. That's the main thing. It's the consent part of it.
Well, yeah, that's the difference between polyamory and just cheating on somebody.
I mean, would you want to be in an open relationship like as you, Andrew DeWolf? Would that be something you could ever imagine yourself being like, oh, I'm down to clown with that?
I mean, I could imagine it. I don't think it's something I'd want to do right now.
No, just in general.
I could picture myself being a strong cuckold, you know, I could see it.
You want to be cucked?
I mean, I could picture it. I'm not saying that I want to right now.
I'll let Becca know, like... I've had conversations with people that have polyamorous relationships, and they all say it's a wonderful thing. They're glad they did it, but they never want to do it again, is basically it. Like, I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about my partner. Never want to do anything like that again.
Well, you know, not everyone's like that either. Some people probably do want to do it again.
No, but it's a consistent thing I hear from multiple sources that didn't know each other. Like, yeah, I really enjoyed that, but there's different issues. Like, so imagine you're out actively having this open relationship, having sex with other people, and your spouse who you're in this open relationship with isn't actively searching, and that's bringing guilt to you. That is what has often ended these relationships. It's the fact that only one partner is out actively embracing the open side of it.
Let me put this towards you, though. Do you only feel guilty for that because our society has so strongly forced monogamy down everyone's throat that you feel guilty for it because you feel like it should be monogamous?
Well, let's just frame it as in a metaphor. It's the same as a sexual relationship where only one person comes every time they have sex.
Like, so like every sexual relationship, right? That's how it always is?
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's 100% of them, right?
Patrons, let us know in the comments. How often do you and your partner come?
I've never had sex, so I couldn't really say.
Oh, red pill? You're on the brain cell Reddit?
Black pill.
But yeah, that's basically an apt comparison, I figured, to what an open relationship is where only one side is participating.
I mean, sure, but both sides are able to participate, so.
Well,
I don't know.
I feel like it's part of that trust thing where you feel like you're the degenerate, once again, because of society's standards.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm saying is it's not because of polyamory or anything like that. It's because society has basically made you feel like that this is what you should be doing.
I don't understand a lot of things, but I don't think I could do polyamory because I have a hard enough time like being emotionally available for the people I am there for.
Jess, you're not able to be emotionally available for yourself, and that's the real problem.
You know, you might have a point there. I need to go and log on to betterhelp.org and use the promo code
BPN. If you can't be there for yourself, you can't be there for anyone else. And I think it's very clear that Bob Fosse cannot be there for himself.
Or to quote everyone's favorite musical, Rent, you'll never share true love until you love yourself. I should know.
Exactly. That is actually a quote from Bob Fosse's memoirs.
I wonder what Bob Fosse would think of Rent.
He'd probably be like, where's the razzle dazzle?
There's not a single dance scene worth watching in Rent.
Honestly, though, there kind of isn't.
Is there any real dancing in Rent? Maybe Rent's the best musical ever because there's no dancing.
I think that would not make it the best musical ever, no.
I'm so excited. Patrons, we're going to be talking about Rent again soon, and I'm real actually pumped for it.
Oh,
we're gonna
boy, give it am a, I not.
We're giving it a fair shake this time.
Yeah, because last time we didn't give it a fair shake. We just watched it, then watched it again, then watched an opera of it, and we just did not give it a fair shake.
I think we were being a little unfair, and I'm actually thinking of bringing someone on who likes Rent and framing it more as a debate.
A debate between who? Am I the moderator? Like,
no,
what do we do here?
No, you're on the negative. So
okay,
the,
but where are you?
You and I are both on the same team. You and I are on one side, someone else is on the other
side. Oh, so we're going to both, we're going to dogpile.
Yes, and then we have a moderator.
We have to get a moderator, and we have to get two people that like Rent.
I don't think that's
that
hard
to
find. And
then we have to do research, we have to get studies, and we have to like really figure out if
no,
Rent
no, no.
is good
it
or
can't,
not.
It can't be research and study based. It only has to be opinion and emotion based. Like, that's it.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It has to literally be us just screaming at each other for an hour.
We're going to go full Trump Biden.
Yeah, we're on the negative side, so we get to talk over them, right?
But I got
rent
it.
Is garbage. Rent is shit. Rent is absolutely the worst thing that's ever happened in the entire ever. And
will
they're
you
and they're
shut
just
up,
like,
man.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
You are the worst podcasters in the entire United States history.
Oh boy, I can't wait till we drain the swamp this November.
Will we though?
We're gonna get all of the Republicans and pile them into the world's smallest clown car, and they're just gonna drive right out of DC.
The thing is, I'm so terrified that we're going to lose. Apparently, Andrew's going to like this because I know this is a specific trigger for him. DC is already stockpiled up with tear gas to prepare for civil unrest after the election.
Oh boy, howdy. I sure do like when First Amendment rights get trampled on.
Boy, do I. It's only good.
Boy, do I. I wonder if there's going to be like police officers waiting at polling stations. So when the polling station closes down,
they just
like,
shoot them.
They start tear gassing people that are waiting in line.
Wouldn't surprise me. Like in
Did
LA,
you know that?
Where the just polling box is full of shit just disappears.
Did you know that waiting in line for 11 hours just to vote is pretty fucked up and shouldn't be how our system works? Isn't that like a fucking shocking notion?
Apparently not, Andrew. That's just America. You know, it's weird that we have to register to vote. I find that bullshit. As soon as we get our fucking state ID, we should be registered to vote.
It really, I don't even think you need a state ID. You should be registered to vote with your fucking social security number, which you get at birth. Obviously, immigration is a different thing, but they also get social security numbers. So why can't we just vote using that?
What the
fuck? Get rid of the electoral college as well.
Yeah, get rid of the electoral, get rid of the filibuster, get rid of the electoral college, stack the court.
And pack the courts. Let's go. Fucking no more going easy on these Republicans. They've proven that they will do anything in their power to keep their power. Let's do it right back to them. Fuck them.
Fuck them. Oh God. So Bob,
you get rid of the electoral college. There will never be another Republican president.
Well, yeah, because there's just more people that have common sense and want to move to other places with common sense. God forbid the intelligent progressives want to live in fucking the middle of bumfuck Georgia or Missouri.
All right. So Bob Fosse, who would he vote for?
Bob Fosse would probably be a Trump supporter.
He might be. You know, it's actually a phenomenon. Like a lot of like famous like actors and things like that. They're very like Randian, like libertarian-esque.
Zack Snyder.
Because they feel like if they were able to make it, then anyone can make it. So as they kind of get that like that mentality where it's like, well, these other people must not be working hard enough. I mean, I was able to do it. You know, I feel like Bob Fosse might have that mentality. Though I don't want to put words in his mouth. I don't know what his actual politics were.
I feel like he was anti-Reagan, which now that I think about it, is probably makes sense that he would probably not be a Trump supporter.
Trump and Reagan have literally the same political slogans.
And I hate them both equally. I mean, if you had a gun and you had Trump, Reagan, and Mike Pence, and only two shots, who would you kill?
Probably Reagan and Mike Pence.
You let Trump live?
Without Reagan, Trump would never become president, so.
It would delete Reagan from history. Well, then a lot of people with AIDS would still be alive.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people who died of COVID will still be alive. You know what, Andrew? You solved the world! Kill Reagan!
I did it.
You are just like Squeaky Frome. You should have killed Reagan.
I mean, Reagan, Nixon, and Bill Clinton did a lot of fucking damage to our political system, and it hasn't really gotten much better.
And Dick Cheney.
Oh, of course, Dick Cheney. But that was like later. That was after everything already got fucked.
He just didn't do anything to help.
Mm-hmm.
But Bob Fosse, we got one more episode of Fosse Vern, a.k.a. Justin Andrew Wallow in the election depression.
Well, I mean, on the real, go vote, guys. Come on.
Please vote.
On the real. I'm voting early. I think Jess has already voted.
I voted already. It's done. It's turned in. I got my email saying it's there.
I'm voting next Saturday, so I'll be done then.
Will you be done then, or how long are the... Well, you're in New York. You don't have, like, online or mail-in voting?
We do, but I don't want to take the risk. I'm voting in person.
Okay, that's fair. I mean...
I know who's in charge of the post office, so...
I know my city clerk, so I literally walked my ballot up to my city clerk in her office and handed it to her.
That's a little different. I don't really know where I'd bring it or anything like that, and I do know where the early voting booths are, so... And I trust that, so...
Okay.
I already work a job where my girlfriend is also voting, and my sister actually just voted by mail from out of state, so.
How's your sister doing?
Oh, she's phenomenal.
I'm not gonna lie, I've always kind of wanted to have her on the podcast and have like a sibling.
I don't think she would have anything of note to say, to be fully honest.
I don't know why, but I feel like she'd be real funny.
I don't know why, where you're getting that from. She might be, but I don't know why you would think that.
Because, Andrew, she's got your blood running through her veins. Like, it's got the wolf blood.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Jess is at the coming in with the eugenics argument here.
Oh, no!
Nah, it's true, though. She's got the DeWolf blood. She's got that Norse blood running through her.
On that note, we'll see you guys next time on Patreon Plus Cheese, or whatever this show's called.
I don't know. I'm excited to see Fosse and Verdon die. I mean, I'm ready for it.
And then we're talking about the Muppets, Andrew. Like, a bunch
Muppets,
of Muppet movies.
There is so much Muppets content that we have to go through. Are we going to do the TV shows as well?
We won't do the TV shows, but we'll do a couple TV movies. I have a list of things to want to cover, and it's not going to be extensive.
We're not doing the fucking Muppet Wizard of Oz again. I'm not talking about
that. No, we're not doing any other thing we've already done on the show.
I'm not watching it again. I'm not watching it again either.
We're not doing anything we've done on the show, whether it be on this one or the Disney Plus. I don't think we did any on the Disney Plus series. We will be covering some fun Christmassy ones for the holidays, which I think will be nice. There's a really good Muppets Christmas special and a really terrible Muppets Christmas special. We're going to cover both of them.
The really good one being the Christmas Carol, the really bad one being...
Oh, no, we're not doing Christmas Carol.
We're not going to cover Muppet Christmas Carol?
Unless you want to do a third one, but I only planned for two.
Oh, then I don't even know what the really good one is. The really good one, the It's a Wonderful Life one?
Or
is
no, that the really bad one? No. So the Muppets at a show at a few at a little while after they canceled, they'd made this like a very Muppet Christmas thing where they all go to Fozzie's grandma's house and it's like all the Muppets, even the ones from Sesame Street and Fraggle Rock. It is like the Avengers of Muppets.
Well, Fraggle Rock is sick, so.
It's actively a very, very good special.
That sounds awesome.
It is awesome. It is so good.
I love, like, Fraggle Rock, that it exists and that you can reference it and people might or might not know what you're talking about is fantastic. It's one of my favorite things.
But the other one we're talking about, so you know that the Muppets went through a pretty big crisis, identity crisis in the early 2000s because they weren't really owned by anyone.
Yeah.
So in that time, NBC bought a Muppet special specifically for them, a Muppets Christmas special. But they basically used it as an excuse to sell Universal and NBC shit.
Of course they did.
So like,
it's just a commercial.
It kind of is like the Grinch's Who's will show up just for a shot, or like an entire scene takes place on the set of Scrubs because that was big on NBC at the time.
Ah, Waka Waka.
Yeah. So that's the bad one we're going to be talking about. But we got a lot of Muppet content to go through, but it's not going to be every single Muppet movie. We're going to just do a slightly extensive watch, and then we're going to move on to something else. We just needed a palate cleanser after Fall. We needed something happy.
Happy. Come on, get happy. We'll make you happy.
All right. We got to go. We got other stuff to do tonight. We'll see you next time on Patreon with Cheese.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.